All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. A lot to do today. The beautiful, beautiful blot of Gemara ahead of us. Today's daf is Kuf Ches, and amazingly enough, what you're going to see, it's not today, but I'll give you coming attractions for tomorrow, is going to be just an incredible tie into the Parshas HaShavua, which is going to be quite beautiful. Our shiur this morning, they're dedicated by Yonah and Shushi Ehrenfeld, who have dedicated the shiur in memory of Yonah's grandfather, Reb Gedalia Ben Yaakov HaKohen. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah's Neshama will have an Aliyah, and his family a Nechama. We also go ahead and dedicate our learning in the Zechus of the Fuh Shlimah for Yehuda Klonimus Ben Goldudina, who's having a procedure today, with the hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, his procedure will be successful and he will have a complete and enduring refuah. So we'll say, let's begin. Today's Daf Kuf Ches 108. We are picking up the Mishnah. Kuf Zayin Amud Beis 107b says the Mishnah, Dor HaMabul Eilem Chel Golem Haba. The Dor HaMabul, generation of the flood, does not have a portion in the world to come. Vein Omdin Badin. Now, this is an interesting dynamic because we've seen this alluded to before. There are some people who don't have a portion in the world to come and also receive divine judgment. And then there is another group who don't receive a portion in the world to come, but they also aren't judged. In other words, there's no judgment for them. So they kind of exist in this in-between state, where on one hand they are not admitted entry into Olam Haba, but on the other hand there's no divine judgment that ultimately purges them of their averos as well. So what do they do? So remember again, we saw Rashi from a few days ago who explained that their neshamas, just the souls just seem to fly around, shatin ba'olam. They just seem to fly around and just exist, which Rabbo says is an amazing thing, by the way. So you say to yourself, well, one second, that sounds a lot better than what? Then Gehenna. And I will say, it's not. And I'll tell you something amazing. You know, Gehenna, as much as nobody looks forward to it, there is one positive byproduct, which is, it is a cleansing, cathartic experience. What it does is, it cleanses the neshama. It cleanses the neshama. And ultimately, at some point in time, whenever that may be, allows the neshama to move on. I will say, the worst thing in life, and this ties into what we were just, the worst thing in life is to be aimless, right? The worst thing in life is just like to fly around for all eternity and to not know where you're going, what you're doing. You say, hey, but it's not Gehenna. They both say, better to be in Gehenna and know what you're doing and know what your purpose is and know that there's a tachlis than to fly around the world aimlessly and listlessly. Incredible isod. Sima goes weiter. Shnei Mar, lo yodun ruchi ba'adam li'olam, lo din v'lo ruach. So the Gemara says the following. So the generation of the dispersion is Migdal Bavel. They have no portion of the world to come. Shneimar. Vayafetz Hashem also misham alpenei kol haaretz. Vayafetz Hashem osam ba'olam hazeh. God scattered them in this world. Umisham hefitzam, and from there he scattered them li'olam haba. They are first of the world to come. So we'll say what the Gemara is just picking up over here is that a lot of these psukim have like a double lashon of dispersion or a double lashon of punishment. So the way the Gemara is understanding that double lashon ultimately again is that one punishment in this world, one punishment to the world to come. The Gemara goes right to Anshei Sedom. What's in the sixth parasha? Anshei Sedom in the chen yolam haba have no portion in the world to come. Shnei marva Anshei Sedom ra'im v'chatam la'Hashem. Mod ra'im ba'olam hazeh. They were evil in this world. V'chatam li'olam haba, and they are still considered sinners in the world to come. Aval omdim badin. However, Anshei Sedom rabosai do have to stand ultimate divine judgment. Reb Nechemia says elu v'elu. Reb Nechemia says both Anshei Dor HaMabul and Anshei Sedom ein omdin badin, do not face final judgment. Shneimar akein lo yakumu rishayim tap of kufches rishayim b'mishpat v'chatoim ba'adas tzadikim. So the pasuk says akein lo yakumu rishayim b'mishpat. Therefore, again, the wicked will not stand in judgment. Zed dar hamabul. This refers to the generation of the blood, of the flood. V'chatoim ba'adas tzadikim, and the wicked in the assembly of the righteous. Elu anshei Sedom. This ultimately refers to the people of Sodom. Therefore, again, I will say this is the raya. This is right from Nechemiah, that neither of these generations have to face ultimate din. Amrlo, they said to him, Einam omdem ba'das tzadikim. Now, all the pasuk tells me is that these individuals do not stand in the assembly of the righteous, aval omdem ba'das v'shoim, but they do stand in the assembly of the wicked, and by standing in the assembly of the wicked, ultimately that means that they are facing judgment. Miraklim, Eilem chek l'olam haba. I will say the miraglim, the spies, do not have a portion of the world to come. Shnei Amar, By Amusa Anoshim Motzi Dibas Haaretz Motzi Dibas Haaretz Ra'ab Magefa Lifnei Hashem By Amusu Ba'Olam Hazeh. So when the pasuk says they died, it means they died in this world. Be Magefa in a plague Li'Olam Haba. They refers to death in the world to come. David Dor Hamidbar. Excuse me. The generation of the desert. Ein Li'Olam Haba. Have no portion in the world to come. Ve'ein Omdin Badin. And Abos again, they have no final judgment. Shene Amar Ba'Midbar Hazeh Yitamu. Visham Yamusu Divrabi Akiva. Because the Pasuk says in this desert they will die, and it is there that they will, excuse me, I should say, in this desert, Yitamu, they will cease to exist. Visham Yamusu, and there they will die. So again, same idea. Double lashon of death and destruction, meaning death in this world and in the next. Divrabi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Aleyemu Omer, it's not true about them, the Pasuk says. Asuli, Gogmar's of recording from the Pasek, from Tehillim, Isfuli Chasidai Karse Brisi Alai Zevach. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly what Rabbi Eliezer is coming to add with this particular Pasek. Adas Korach, the assembly of Korach, Eina Asida Laalos. We'll say, will not ascend, the Pashtos, what that means is, will not ascend from Gehenna. That's what it sounds like. Will not descend from Gehenim. Shene Emar, Utechas Aleim Aretz Ba'Olam Hazeh, Vayovdo Mitoch HaKali Olam Abba. Pasuk says, the earth covered them up in this world, and they were lost from amongst the assembly in the world to come. Div Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Aleim Hu. Omer Beleza says, no, it's not true about them. It is said, Hashem Memis Umechayeh. About the Nebosa, the Pasuk says, God kills, or brings to death, and he brings back to life. Morit Sha'ol, he puts people down in the depths, Vayal, and he brings them up. So we'll say this idea is to Adas Korach, the Gemara suggesting, to Adas Korach, who are swallowed up by the earth, but ultimately again will be brought back up as well. So we'll say, so here is the Mishnah's exhaustive list on a we'll call it generational or group level. Up until now, we're dealing with individuals who do not have a portion Olam Haba. Here the Mishnah focus is on either groups or unfortunately entire generations. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Dor HaMavo Ein Lechel Olam Haba, the generation of the flood does not have a portion in the world to come. Shene Emar, Vayimach Kala Yekum Asher Apnei HaAdama. We'll say we're on Kuf Ches Amud Aleph 108a, second of the widest lines. So the Pasuk says, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and wiped out all living things that were on the face of the earth. Vayimaches kol yekum ba'olam hazeh, vayamuchu min ha'aretz li'olam haba. Di Rabbi Akiva. So also Rabbi Akiva understands the double lashon of wiping out or erasing to be a reference to wiping out in this world and wiping out in the world to come. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Omer, lo chayin v'lo nidonin. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says, no, lo chayin Rabosei means that they will not come back to life. There's no resurrection for them. There's no Olam Haba. There's no Tchias HaMesim. But also Lo Danin. But ultimately, again, they're also not judged. So they're kind of in this in-between state. Shene Emar, Lo Yodun Ruchi Ba'adam, Li Olam Lo Din V'lo Ruach. Davrach, that was another possibility. Lo Yodun Ruchi, Shelote Nishmasan Choseres Linad No. So what's the other possibility? What does it mean? Lo Yodin Ruchi. It means that their neshamas will not come back. Nad no, it literally means the sheath of the sword. But in this context, what it means is the body. Rabbi Menachem bar Yosef Omer, Afilu b'shar shakadosh baruch hu machzir neshamas lepkar meisim, nishmasan kasha lahem b'gehenam. So what Rabbi Yosef says, that for the generation of the Mabul, even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs the miracle of Tchias HaMesim, and he returns the neshamas to the bodies, ultimately again, of those who have died, so the Dor HaMabul is not coming back to life, and in that moment when everyone else is experiencing resurrection, their souls are experiencing pain in Gehenim. Shene Emar, Tzaru Chashash, Tzal Dukash Ruchachem Eish Toch Lechem. Tan Rabbanan, Dor HaMabul, this is actually a very profound Gemara. Tan Rabbanan, Dor HaMabul, the generation of the flood, Lo niskau ela b'shil tova she'eshpia lehen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Paul said that Dor HaMabul, the generation of the flood, only got themselves into such trouble and became such a bali gaiva, so arrogant and so inappropriately self-assured as a result of the brachos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showered down upon them. In other words, they were so wealthy, so successful, so happy that they forgot about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi said, where do we see this? Umak sev bohem. Rabbi said, what are the psukim which allude to this dynamic? So again, the Gemara is going to quote a number of psukim actually from Eov. Bateim shalom mipachad v'lo shevet eloka aleihem. Literally, bless you. Those Egyptians, they were shalom in their homes. They feared no one. Their homes were filled with shalom, right? There was shalom from pachad. No one had dominion over them. Uksiv, the pasuk goes on, shoro iber velo yagil tefale parasa velo tishakel. The animals became pregnant, and none of the animals miscarried. The Gemara goes weiter. Uksiv, the Gemara goes on, yishaluchu katzon avilehem vialadehem yirakedun. Uksiv, yisu besof echinor v'yismuchu lekol ugav. I will say the pasuk says the rejoicing sound of the instruments. Uksiv, and the pasuk goes on. I will say opsukim from Eov, yicholu or yivalu batov yemeim uberega shol yichasu. They go ahead and they spend all of their days rejoicing in the good that they have. Uksiv uberega shol yichasu v'garmu. So what uberega shol yichasu? And I will say, and the pasuk finally says, uberega shol yichasu literally means, and in the moment, they lose everything and descend down to the Shaol. And I will say, as a result of all of this good, so again, the Pesukim are just telling me, Torah Mabul has everything. As a result, the Garmu Sha'amru Lekel, as a result, the Torah Mabul as a collective said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Sha'amru Lekel, Sur Mimenu, Vidas Terakecha Lo Chafatsnu. Mashad, so the pasuk over here again, quoting from Eov. So Surmenu Vidas Terakecha Lo Chafatsnu, essentially, they say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do we need you for? What do we need you for? What role do you play in our lives? Amru, klum tzvichen anu ela letipa shel geshamim. You know, the only thing we need God for is rain. The only thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for us that apparently we can't make for ourselves is rain. But even that, we don't really need God, and I'll tell you why. Yesh lanu naros u'ma'ayonos shalom istapkin mehen. We have plenty of rivers and plenty of natural springs that provide us with the water. So we'll say, so again, it sounds crazy to us, but unfortunately this is the Achilles heel, the downfall of man. That whenever man is blessed with incredible blessing, and whenever man finally has everything that he wants and everything that he needs, unfortunately, the first person I tend to forget is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what happens? So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the good that I've showered upon you, you anger me, ubani dan osam. And it's through this good, ultimately, again, that I will judge you. Shene Amar, va'ani, hinini mevi esamabu mayim. So in other words, the Baruch Shalom says, what says a little bit of a midah keneged midah. You think the only thing you need me for is rain, and even then you think you don't need me for that because you have the springs, you have the rivers. I'll bring a flood upon you and ultimately destroy the world. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Dora Mabul, lo nisgou ela bishul galgal ha'ayim, shedom elamayim. So Rabbi Yossi also says something very interesting. Dora Mabul became arrogant because of their eyes, literally the roundness of the eyes, that is comparable to water. And I will say, if you look at Rashi, Rashi's on the right-hand side, the last of the wide lines on top, the last one on the line. Mishul gagal ayin, sheroin tovasan shlema, vayu gavoin einayim umenafin achar einayim. I will say, whatever they saw, they took. Whatever they saw, they took. The Dora Mabo ultimately becomes so arrogant that they said to themselves, if we see it, and if we want it, we should be entitled to take it. And as a result, ultimately, again, they were destroyed. Shnei Amar, Vayichu lohem nashim mikol asher bacharu. But also, the pasuk says, they married women from anyone who they wanted. Now, the Mefarshim understand that what that means is, even if she was married to someone else, or even if she was usher to this particular man, if he was stronger than the other, he simply took what it is that he wanted. Lefichach, therefore, donos sam b'mayim shedom l'gagal ha'ayin. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judged them with water, because water is similar, ultimately, again, to the eye. Why is it about to say, just like the vision of the eye comes from the small part, you know, in the middle of the eyeball, so too, again, the water came up, again, from the small springs of the ground. Shene emar, nifku kol ma'ayonos tohom rabo, v'arbos ha'shamayim niftachu. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Dora Mabil, v'rabo kilkulu u'b'rabo nidonu. It will say, essentially, Rabbi Yochanan says, the Dora Mabil sinned big, and therefore we're punished big. What does this mean? So the Gemara says, "Barabba kilkul shenemar vayar Hashem ki rabo ra'as ha'adam." Chodesh Baruch Hu saw that the sin of man was great. The Chodesh Baruch Hu had committed many significant averos. Barabba nidonu, and they're judged with Rabba as well. Shenemar kol ma'ayonos tohom rabo. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shlosh nishtayru mehem. What is actually interesting? There are there are three hot springs that remained open even after the Mabul concluded. Interestingly enough, when the Mabul concluded, all of the springs are closed off. But when the Mabul is over, three of the springs remained open. What are the three hot springs that remained open? Belua de Gader. People say Belua literally means like a whirlpool. The whirlpool of Gader. Chamei Tveria, the hot springs of Tveria. Ve'ena Rabasi de Biram, and the large spring of Biram. Okay, kiyishchis kol basar azdarka la'aretz, because we'll say every living thing had literally destroyed its way on this world. What does this mean? We'll say now what the pasuk is talking about is that during the Dor HaMabul, there just was a general moral decay, a societal decay and decadence. So what does that mean? Omer Rabbi Yochanan Malami, shirbiu behema al chaya, they mated behemos with chaya. So we'll remember, behemos are domesticated animals, chayos are non-domesticated animals. V'chaya al behema, v'hakol al ha'adam, they mated all different kinds of animals with man. In other words, they brought animals upon human beings. The Adam al-Hakol. And man made it with everything as well. So we'll say a general moral decay. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, V'kulam chazu chutz mitushlami. And I will say, interestingly enough, after the Mabul, all of the animals, so to speak, did tshuva. They did tshuva. In other words, the animals stopped. You know, we'll say, if you look in nature, so in general, again, the way nature works is animals generally do not mate out of their species. So therefore, again, that's Gemara attributes that to the tshuva, so to speak, of the animal kingdom and the aftermath of the flood. With one exception, the tushlami. What's the tushlami, Rabbosai? So if you take a look on the right-hand side of Rashi, the right-hand column, about 6 lines up from the bottom, chutz mi tushlami, of shu ochiz dain tarbosra, shem izdave yimakol. So I don't know what a tushlami is, but it's some type of bird that apparently will still mate with other species. Okay. Vayomer Hashem l'Noach. So Chashmach says to Noach, Kates kol basar balafanei. The end of all living things has come before me. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, bo'u re'ei kama gadol. Excuse me, bo'u re'ei kama gadol. Bo'u re'ei kama gadol koach shel chamas. See, unfortunately, how destructive the power of theft is. Sharei dar ha'mabul avru alakol. So the dar ha'mabul, we will say, committed every single aveira. They committed all the various averos. But yet, their fate was only sealed when they went ahead and they engaged in thievery. Because the land is filled with chamas, the land is filled with thievery, and therefore I am destroying them. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, "Hachamas kam lemato rasha." Excuse me. Pasuk. Good morning, Mr. Schoenfeld. The Gemara here is quoting from the pasuk from Yecheskel. Hachamas kam lemate rasha lo mehem velo mehamanam velo mehemem velo noach bahem. So I'll say. So what does this mean? Amar Rabbi Elazar melamed shezokav atzmo kimakel va'amel lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says Rabbi Elazar says kiviyachol theft stood up before Hakadosh Baruch Hu straight like a stick. Va'amar lefan ribono shel olam. Lo mehem, v'lo mehamonam, v'lo mehemeyem, v'lo nabahem. Ribono shel olam. Essentially, look, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, it's on the left-hand side of Rashi, shezokaf, he says, hachamas atzmo kimakel, that literally like theft, went ahead and came before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and presented itself like an upright stick. And he says, lo mehem, ein to'ales lo bahem, v'lo ba'amonam, v'lo b'masa'am. Mehem Rashi, fine. So I'll say the idea over here is that thievery was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, even though, again, they gain nothing. At the end of the day, man gains nothing from theft. Rabbi Bo said, because we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every single person exactly what it is that they're supposed to have, even though they benefit in no way. Nevertheless, this was the pervasive midah of mankind. Shabbos said, which, by the way, is also just an incredible yisod. This idea, they're doing everything. They're worshipping Avodah Zarah, they're doing all the stuff, but yet it was theft that went ahead and sealed their generational faith for destruction. Telling you what, Rabosai, telling you that at the end of the day, once there is an interpersonal breakdown, Rabbi Shalom could tolerate a lot of stuff. What he can't tolerate is a lack of an adon l'chaveiro. What he can't tolerate is when we actively abuse and mistreat one another. So theft in and of itself is the greatest interpersonal breakdown. Af al Noach nechtach gizardin. The truth is, even Noach was supposed to be killed with his generation. Shene'e'ela shematzachin be'enei Hashem. Except that what? he found favor in the eyes of God. Shneemar, nichamti ki asisam, v'noach matzachim b'nei Hashem, v'aynachim Hashem ki asas ha'adam ba'aretz. Shlomo Shlom regretted that he made man, or I should say, Vayinachim means he had a change of heart. He had a change of heart that he went ahead and created man. Kiyasar Avdimi Amar, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yofa Asisi, Shetakanti Lahem Kvaros Ba'aretz. Shlomo Shlom says, it's a good thing, it's a good thing that I went ahead and created for them graves in the world. And Shlomo Shlom says, at least the good thing is if man makes a mistake, I could easily rectify the mistake. How do I rectify the mistake? Kill the Rasha, bury him in the ground, and we're done. And we're done. The Gemara says, other opinion says, My mashma, k'siv hacha v'ayinachim Hashem, o k'siv hasam v'ayinachim osam v'ayidabre al libam. V'ikidar also, others say, lo yafa asisi shetekantelem kvaras baratz. The other opinion also says, Chosh Baruch Hu says, I didn't do a good thing to create graves for them in the ground. Why? We'll say, if you look at Rashi, lo yafa asisi de'efshar hayu chosen. I'll say, this is amazing. According to this Ikid Amri, the Ribono Shel Olam laments, or sometimes regrets, punishing the Rishayim. Why? Because God says, maybe, had I given them more time, they would have done tshuva. I will say, so now, this is the amazing Rachmanis of the Ribono Shel Olam. The truth is, chances are, even without more time, we wouldn't have done tshuva. Man wouldn't have done tshuva. But the Rachmanis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that even when he warns us, gives us time, and we don't do tshuva, he still potentially laments the fact that he punished us, because perhaps had he given us even more time, we perhaps would have done tshuva. K'siv hacha v'ayinachim, k'siv hasam, v'ayinachim Hashem al ha'ra'a, shediber la'asos li'amo. Eila told us Noach, ish tzadik tamim haya b'dor Yosef. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. So we'll say, so now we're going to come to some famous gemaras. So remember, the pasuk says that Noach was an ish tzaddik, a righteous man, a tamim, a complete individual, bidorosav, in his generation. Am Rabbi Yochanan, bidorosav lo bidoros achirim. He was only what we'll call a relative tzaddik. He was a tzaddik because of the generation he lived in, because everyone else was a rasha, everyone else was so terrible, and therefore, again, compared to them, Noach was a tzaddik. So Rabbi said, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish aram bidorosav, koshkim doaskar. Rish Lakish says, no, if he was a tzaddik in such a depraved generation, then what? Then certainly had he lived in a different generation, he would have been a tzaddik as well. Am Rabbi Chanina, mashal Rabbi Yochanan ma'adav doma. So we'll say, what's the mashal to illustrate Rabbi Yochanan's position? Remember, Rabbi Yochanan says that Noach was a relative tzaddik. He was a tzaddik bedorosav in his generation, but he wouldn't have been a tzaddik in a different generation. To what could this be compared? L'chavish shayayin, like a barrel of wine, she'samunachas b'martev shal chometz, that we'll say was situated in a vinegar cellar. In a vinegar cellar. So what happens? Bimkoma recha nodev. Shalom kam in recha nodev. So we'll say, when you have the wine next to the vinegar, so the smell, the scent of the wine is much more pronounced. But if the wine were not next to the vinegar, so the truth is you wouldn't necessarily recognize the scent of the wine. So to a Noah who lives in a generation of vinegar, so the scent of his wine barrel, even though it's what? Even though that wine is what, Shabbos say? I mean, it's like Manischewitz, according to Rabbi Yochanan. You know, meaning it's not, it's not anything so great. But nevertheless, again, because it's sitting next to vinegar, so lemaisa again, it smells good. I'm Rabbi Yosha. Mashal the Reish Lakish l'mad davar doma. We'll say about Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is the one who says that no, that Noach is a truth tzaddik. Then if Noach was a tzaddik in the generation he lived, certainly what? He would have been a tzaddik in a different generation as well. To what could this be compared? L'mad davar doma. L'tzluches shal pai plaiton. So we'll say like a flask of perfume. Shai samunachas b'makom hatinofes. So we'll say that it's sitting in a place like a garbage dump where there's a bad odor. So what happens? So we'll say, if you can smell the perfume in the middle of the garbage dump, then what? The Rabbi will say, all the more so you can go ahead and what? You could smell it in a place where there's better smells. In other words, if the smell is strong enough that you can smell it in the garbage dump, then you could certainly smell it in a place that's not a garbage dump as well. So we'll say, so again, fundamental machlokes ultimately between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about the identity of Noach. I'll just tell you, how do we paskin? When in doubt, always judge people favorably. So if there's a machlokas, we'll paskin like the one who says that Noach was an absolute tzaddik. Again, if we're wrong, Kadosh Baruch Hu, believe me, that's not what we're going to be held accountable for after 120. But when in doubt about someone's tzidkus, you always go lekula. You always rule leniently and always give a person the benefit of the doubt. Ve'imachas kalikum al-shapani adama. So also remember, the Rebosham wipes out everything on the face of the earth. Im adam chata behemah machata. If a person sinned, so what did the animals do? In other words, why are you wiping out the animals? I will say, the truth is, the Gemara already answered this, because even the animals were corrupt, but the Gemara beforehand seemed to indicate that the moral corruption of the animals was because of man. So why were the animals wiped out? Tanam Yishra Yishra Ben Karcha, Moshe, is actually a very beautiful Gemara. Mashallah Adam Shasa Chupa Lebino. I will say this can be compared to a man who set up a wedding feast for his son. V'hiskin kol minei su'uda. So we'll say what happens. And he set up a beautiful, beautiful su'uda. Beautiful meal. L'yom emes b'no nebach. His son died before the wedding. Amadu bilbel apizra eschupas. What does he do? He throws out all of the food. He throws out all of the beautiful decor, all of the flowers. Why? Amar klumasisi ela b'shil b'ni. I only made all of this for my son. Achshav shebeni meis, but now that my son is dead, chupa lamali, what do I need all of these beautiful chapters? We also listen to the profundity of this Gemara. Afa kodesh baruch hu amar klum barasi behema v'chaya ele b'shul adam. Achshav she'adam chote behema v'chaya lamali. We'll say, why did, you know, the Rebbe Hashem created the world? Kodesh baruch hu created the world for us. Created the world for us, the whole world. We'll say, by the way, you know, I think I mentioned this to you, Rav Kook, Sechat Tzadik Livracha, was stuck in Switzerland during World War I. So he couldn't get back to Eretz. He went fundraising. He was stuck in Switzerland. So one day he says to his host, he says that, can you take me to see the Alps? So the host was a bit surprised because, like, the Rav is living in Yerushalayim. He's living in Eretz. I don't know if Rav Kook was the Rav of Yerushalayim yet, or if he was still in Yafa, I don't remember. But the Rav is in Eretz, so we're going to see the Alps. So different versions of the story. But essentially, one of the versions, as Rav Kook says, what do you think? God just created the Alps for the Gentiles? What do you think? Like, Jews have Yerushalayim, Lakewood, Borough Park, Baltimore. Like, that's what we have in the world. And that's it, nothing else. So Rav Kook says, Rav Shalom created the Alps for me also. So I want to see Rav Shalom created, an incredible Yisod. Rav Shalom created everything in this world for us. For us. And by the way, us also doesn't just mean Jews. Us means humanity. Rav Shalom created a beautiful world for us to enjoy, for us to benefit from. If we use it to come closer to Him, then fantastic. We endow everything with meaning. However, God forbid if we abuse it and misuse it. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, what do I need it for? I don't need a world. I don't need a world without man. So therefore, if I'm erasing man, as was done by the Mabul, I'm erasing the world as well. It's an incredible, incredible yisod. So the Gemara goes weiter. All the animals on the earth died. Amazingly enough, the fish in the sea did not die. Get ready for this. The Gemara tells something that is going to undo every single thing you ever learned about Noach. Everyone thinks, you know, they call Noach a tzaddik in pelts. They called Noach that he's a tzaddik who wears the fur coat. What does that mean? Mean that as long as he was warm, he didn't care about everything. What else? It's not true. It's not true. The Gemara says over here, quoting the pasuk from Eov, "Kalu apnei amaim tkula chalkasa varslev derkam." That ultimately, again, what did Noach do? Malamed she Noach a tzaddik mochiach b'hem. Noach gave them mussar. He told mankind, "Get your act together." Amr lahem, "Asu tshuva, do tshuva." Do tshuva, ve'im lava kadosh baruch hu mevi aleichem esam mabul. And if you don't do tshuva, God's going to destroy the world. U'mekafen nivlaschem alamayim kizikin. And your bodies will be floating on the surface of the water like wineskins. Now, both say, why the dramatic imagery? Both say, sometimes people need to be shocked in order to go ahead and act. Sometimes you have to say shot, if be careful how you do it and be careful when you use this idea. But ultimately, again, sometimes people need to be shocked. And they need to say, what is the matter with you? You're going to end up floating on the top of the water like a wineskin. Now, never use that particular lashon, because I don't think it's going to... But what Noach was saying is, we're going to die. We're going to die. Your bodies will be floating like carcasses on top of the water. Is that what you want? Not only that, but ultimately, again, klala is going to divest, meaning... you will become the paradigmatic examples of divine wrath for inaction. So the Gemara says, so what does it mean? So listen to this. So it turns out, imagine this image. Noach is having this conversation with people. Who are these people? Stam, hoi poloi, regular people. He's saying, do tshuva. Now, as he's having this conversation, what are they doing? They're clearing out the pathways to the vineyards. So amrulo, So the people says, we'll say, such an incredible insight of human nature. So they said to Noach, Noach, like, let me just ask you, this whole flood thing, is this happening now? So Noach says, no. They said, why not? Well, if God is so upset, why isn't it happening now? I mean, he was preventing it from happening and now. So Amr Lahem, Noach said, listen, pray the achas yeshlo, lehotzi mikem. Rebbe Shalom says, I have one, Rebbe Shalom says, pray the literally means a dove. I have one beautiful dove who's still alive, whose merit is keeping the entire world alive. We'll say, who is the dove? Who is Mr. Shalach? Mr. Shalach was the one tzaddik in addition to Yonah, whose zechus was sustaining all of humanity. So Noach says to him, listen, the flood's not coming out because Mr. Shalach is alive, and as long as he's alive, you're going to be fine. So we'll say, get ready for this. Amud Beis, Im Kein, Lo Nifle Derechamim. So what do the people say? Well, if that's the case, we don't really have to clean out the vineyard now. We'll say, which is another way of saying, and we'll say, such an incredible insight. Noach almost had them. Noach almost had them, meaning he's telling them, listen, you need to do tshuva, you need to change the world, you need to change yourselves. And they said, oh, okay, like, is this happening today? And I will say, what would have been amazing is if it would have said yes, it's happening today. If you don't change right now, it's happening today. Perhaps he could have gotten them. But what happens, I will say? He gives them an out. What's the out? What's the out? I will say, the greatest enemy of man is the ability to procrastinate. The greatest enemy is the ability to kick the can down the road. Well, once they hear that they're not in imminent danger, once they hear that Mr. Shalach is alive, and it's okay, lo nifna derech kramim. You know what? So, literally, they're saying, oh, we don't have to do our manual labor. Let's just take the rest of the day off and go have a good time. We're okay for now. But lo nifna derech kramim also means that we don't have to do the work that we have to almost say an incredible yisod in life. If Dora Mabul could have been saved had they taken immediate action, Rabbi say, we could be so much further along in our journey in life if instead of talking about the things we have to do and contemplating the things we have to do and thinking about things I should do, do it. There might be more time, but do it now. If only we would take decisive action in the moment that it's clear that action needs to be taken, how different we would be, how different our lives would be. Dora Shrava, my dichsiv. Mosai, by the way, just so you understand. That's the point of all of these Gemaras. Like, this is not like story time with Shmuel Silber. You know, this is like understand the point of all of these Gemaras is in order to go ahead and learn these moral, ethical lessons. The world was destroyed, not because people sinned. People always sin. The world was destroyed because people procrastinated. That's why the world was destroyed. Humanity was wiped out because of procrastination. I will say dreams are wiped out because of procrastination. People lose traction in life. People don't become the people they could become. They end up being rooted in their present mediocrity because of procrastination. We destroy our own worlds because of procrastination. It's overwhelming. Okay, Darash Rava, my dichsev. I will say second line down, kuf chesam and beis. I think I have to add more caffeine to the coffee, you know? It's pretty exciting stuff, I was just saying. Good, thank you for that. Good. Could start the wave or something. I don't know, dichsev. So the pasuk goes on. The pasuk goes from Eov. Lapid buz la sos. The pasuk in its entirety is lapid buz la ashosus. So what does this mean? Noach was giving them Musar. This is also amazing. Everybody thinks that Noach just sat back and built his teva. It's not true. He was giving them Musar. Now, it could be, by the way, Mochiach Osam, Va'amulam Dvarim Shem Kashim Kilapidim. He was telling them things that literally were like as strong as fire. Vayubozim umavazin also, and Rabbi say they would degrade him. Rabbi say it could be, by the way, could be that. And again, we don't know because we weren't there. Obviously, that it could be that the Musar was wrong. And Rabbi say some people respond to fire and brimstone. Most people do not. Most people respond to love. Most people respond to being built up. It could be that, I don't know, maybe they needed it, but they weren't ready to listen. Maybe it was the wrong kind of Musar. Whatever it is, Noach is giving them Musar. And in response, we'll say, what did they say? Mevazin also. We'll say, you know, generally, the way you know you've hit a nerve with someone is if you tell them something and their response is a personal attack. You know, if you say, if you point something out to someone and they respond to you with a personal attack, Generally, that means you hit a nerve. Generally, you hit a nerve. And a person doesn't have the ability to be mekabel the mussar that you're giving. So what happens? Amr lo, zaken, teva zulama, old man, what are you doing with this ark? Amr lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe aleichem esam apple. So listen, I told you, God's bringing a flood. Amr lo, mabel shalma. So they said, no, what kind of flood? Meaning, where is the water coming from? Im mabel shal eish. So if we go ahead, if God is going to bring down a flood of fire, in other words, if God is going to incinerate the world, it's okay. We've got this thing called Alisa. So I will say Alisa apparently was some type of like fire-resistant thing. Whether this was something supernatural, whatever it was, they're saying we could protect ourselves against fire. V'im shamayimu maybe, and if God wants to bring a flood of water, it's okay. If he wants to bring the flood from the waters of the earth, not a problem. We have metal plates that we could place over the springs to cap the water. And if he's going to bring a lot of rain from the heavens, we have this thing, I will say, this akev, or this akev, which apparently was like a spongy type of material or plant, and we could just soak up all the water. I will say, what? You hear the mussar? The mussar is, we can't spend so much time figuring out answers, and instead of figuring out answers, we should figure out actions instead of answers. They've got all the answers. And I was going to say, what they're saying is, if you notice again, they don't say a mabul, we don't deserve a mabul, meaning they're molded to the fact that they're leading depraved lives. So instead of saying, well, let's change it, they say, it's okay, we have this fire resistant stuff, we have these big sponges, we'll be just fine. I'm also, when you spend your life creating answers instead of taking action, that's when you get yourself into a lot of trouble. Amr lahem, who may be me bein ikvei ragleichem. So we'll say, so Noach, at this point, I was getting a bit stark. And literally, again, he says, if God wants to bring a mabul, he could bring a mabul from between your feet. The Bible says, between your feet literally means from between your legs. He was saying that if he wants to bring a mabul of zera, of semen, and to drown you in that, he could bring you a mabul of that. Shenemar, nochon l'moadai regal, tanyo. So we'll say, the idea that Noach is saying is, you can't protect yourself against the wrath of God. What are you talking about? Listen to what you're saying. Can you imagine this conversation? Noach, on the other hand, is building a big boat, right? And he's supposed to... Everybody looks like a shtickle crazy in all of this, right? Meaning, they're getting sponges and metal plates. He's building a big boat. So it's like the whole thing looks like a bit crazy. But at the end of the day, Noach is saying to them, I'm taking action. What are you doing? I'm acting based on the word of God. What are you doing? So he says, you can't protect yourself against the wrath of God. He goes out, he says, Tanya, mei mei mabul koshim kishikhvas zera. That literally the waters of the mabul were as difficult, or both say, as shikhvas zera. Shneemar, nochal nemo adai regel. So let's say, whatever this means, it was kosh shikhvas zera. They obviously couldn't breathe in it, they couldn't escape it, whatever it was. Amar av chista, beroschin kilkulu, ba'avera, u beroschin nidonu. I will say, ultimately, again, they were beroschin kilkulu, which will say literally means with boiling water. With boiling water, they committed averos, and with boiling waters, they were judged. Which I will say, again, seems to also be a reference to the zera, the shechvas zera idea. That the roschin represents, again, not necessarily the temperature of the zera, but ultimately, again, the passion of the individual. Ksiv hacha, vayashoko amayu ksiv hasa v'chamas malan shechacha, vayidu shivas hayamim, umei amabul haya al ha'aretz. So we'll say it was 7 days, and again, the waters of the mabul were on the earth. So we'll say, remember again, God speaks to Noach, and then 7 days later, the waters of the mabul come. Why 7 days? Elu yimei avelus shal misushalach. Rabbi says, as I said before, the mabul couldn't come until misushalach died. So misushalach died. Kodesh Baruch Hu allowed humanity to sit shiva, so to speak, to mourn for misushalach, and then he brings the flood. Lamdecha shespeidon shal tzadikim akmin esaparanos. That the ability to eulogize the righteous prevents punishment from coming on the world. Davar acher l'shivas shishin aleim haKadosh Baruch Hu seyde bereishis. So we'll say 7 days represents the idea that God changed the laws of nature. Shaisachama yotes mimarov v'shakas emizrach. The sun would rise in the west and set in the east. Davar acher. So we'll say the idea being haKadosh Baruch Hu changes the laws of nature in the days leading up to the flood to show the people this is serious. The world is about to undergo a dramatic change, and it's not too late. Dover acher shekabel haKadosh Baruch Hu zman gadol vaacher kach zman katan. The verse is actually quite beautiful. You know, the beginning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave man a number of years. While Noach was constructing the Teva, all of those years were years in which what? The 120 were years in which people could have repented. So even once that period ends, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still gives them one last period of tshuva, another 7 days. We'll say the great Rachmanis, you know what it's like? It's like a parent. It's like a parent whose child is misbehaving. So what does the parent say? I'm going to give you one more chance. So, of course, it's probably bad parenting, but all of us do it, because we never really just give one more chance. Right? Why? Because you have Rachmanis on your kid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis on us. I'll give you 120 years, but after that, I'm going to give you another 7 days. But this is it. It's actually quite beautiful. What does it mean 7 days? During those 7 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed humanity with a little taste of the world to come in an effort to show them what they would lose if they would not go ahead and get their act together. With hope that if they had that taste of Olam Haba, that would encourage them ultimately to change their lives. So the Gemara goes right to me, Kala Be'ima Tohra, Tikach Lecha Shiva Shiva, Ishvi Ishto. So we'll say the Pasuk says from animals, from the animals that would be kosher, take seven pairs, man and his wife, meaning spouses. So the Gemara says, Ishos Be'ima, you say, why does it already use Lashon of marriage, of Ishos, by animals? Animals obviously don't have marriage. I'm Rashua bar Nachmani. I'm Rabbi Yonasan. May osam shlo ne'evda bahem aveira. I will say what it means is from the animals who were pure, the animals who did not engage in any type of illicit behavior. In other words, only animals who did not mate out of their species were allowed into the teva. So the Gemara says mina yada. So how is Noach supposed to know which animals made it in the species, outside of the species? This is amazing. So only the animals who remained pure to their species were absorbed by the teva. Rabbi say, you know, the teva is not just the boat. The teva, we spoke about this in Parshas Noach, the teva was more like the womb of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So only those animals who were pure were allowed in, but those animals who had made it outside of the species were not allowed into the teva. Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar, Meosin Aban Me'aleim. Only the animals, Rabbi say, who would be allowed in the teva were the ones who came into the teva. The other animals who had committed or engaged in immoral conduct did not even attempt to enter into the teva. Asei lecha tevas atzei gofer. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Noach, make for yourself a teva atzei gofer. My gofer. We'll say these are different types of cedar wood. Tzor tasa la teva. Yishimi katzor. What's a tzor? Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Noach. Kava ba'avanim tovos omragalios. Shikadeshu me'iros lem katzor. We'll say so. Tzor, according to in the Gemara, are precious stones. He said to him, use precious stones, make it essentially as a window, so those precious stones can conduct the light in order to illuminate the teva. Well, amot zechalena milamalo, and I will say the top of the teva had a rooftop that was only one amma in one amma of flat surface. The rest was sloped. Debahachi hu dekaima, because I will say that will allow this will allow the teva to exist. I will say by having a pitched roof, it allows the water to slide off the sides. Tachtiim shniim ushlishim tasa. I will say make the teva a bottom layer, a bottom level, a middle level, and an upper level. Tana tachtiim lezevel. The bottom level of the teva contained the garbage. And tana lebehema. The middle level of the teva contained the animals. Al yonam la'adin. I will say the top level of the teva was for man. So remember again now, fast forwarding to the end of the flood. So Noach sends out the Oref, he sends out the raven. So listen to this conversation. We actually made reference to this on Shabbos. So when Noach is about to send the raven, so the raven says the following to Noach: Amar lo rab chasonani va'ata sanesani. Your master, you right, Kadosh Baruch Hu hates me and you hate me, Noach. Why? Rab chasonani min haTorah shiva umin haTameim shnayim. Your master hates me because I, the raven, God only brought two from each non-kosher species. But yet against me, it's only me and the female raven. But yet again, from the kosher ones, he brought seven. Va'ata sani sani, and you know achikni, why? Shata maniach mimin shiva, v'sholech mimin shnayim. Why are you sending me? Right? Why are you sending me? In other words, I'm part of the species, which there are only two on board. And yet you don't send one of the species of the kosher animals, from which there are seven. And what's going to happen? In Paul Gea bi sarchama o sarcina, lo nimtsa olam chaser beria, achos. So the raven says to Noah, you know, if I die because of extreme heat, the extreme cold, then what happens to my species? The species dies out as well. So what, meaning, so obviously, Kadosh Baruch Hu hates me, you hate me. Oh, Shema le'ishti ata tzarech, or maybe you've set your eyes on my spouse, or maybe you've set your eyes on the female raven and you desire her. Maybe that's why you're going ahead and sending me out so that I do die and you have my wife. Amar lo Rasha. So Yonah says, you Rasha, speaking to the raven, Noach says to Russia, "B'mutar li ne'asar, b'ne'asar li kol shekein, I am not permitted to be with my own wife. You think I desire your wife? How do we know that the people, the human beings on the teva, were prohibited from engaging in marital relations? Tichsev, ubasa ala teva, you will come to the teva, ato ubanecha ve'ishtecha u'neshemanecha. So if you notice in the pasuk, men are listed and then women are listed. They're listed separately. The idea is that they were separated in the teva. Tichsev, same in the teva. Yet when it comes to leaving the teva, it says, same in the teva, ato ve'ishtecha u'banecha. You, your wife, your sons, and your sons' wives. The idea being that it's referenced as couples, not as men and women. From here we see that when they were on the teva, they were not permitted to engage in relations. I will say the idea is that as mankind was being wiped out, it would have been inappropriate for them to engage in the pleasurable act of relations. Shlosha shimshu b'teva. There are three entities, or three creations that did in fact engage in relations on the teva. The kulam lakwa, and they were all punished. Two are the three: Kalev, the dog; Orev, the raven; and Cham, the son of Noach. Kalev nikshar. So we'll say ultimately again, the dog is punished. That the dog is an animal that is tied up. So we'll say the idea that the dog is tied up ultimately again is a punishment for the fact. So we'll say it's a midah keneged midah. The dog acted in an unrestrained fashion. Therefore, again, its punishment is that it's constantly restrained. Orev rock. So we'll say the orev, the raven, goes in and spits. So what's that? So according to Rashi, it seems that the way the raven procreates is that it spits zera into the mouth of its mate. I don't know. I didn't Google the procreate. I was nervous to do that. I didn't know what would come up. Right. But if you have a filter, please, you know, go ahead and Google. Let's see what comes up. So I'll say. So what does that mean? Ultimately, again, it literally procreates like that, or just whatever. It just spits. It spits at its mate. Next, and Cham laka ba'oro. It will say Cham was stricken with his skin, right? His skin ultimately again became diseased or changed color. So then what happens? Noach then sends the dove. Noach sends the dove. He sends the dove to see if the waters receded or not. From here we see that the natural habitat of kosher birds ultimately, again, is with the tzaddikim. V'hine ale zayis taraf v'fiyah. And then, remember, again, the Yonah comes back with the olive branch. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Yonah l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Yehi mizonasai merurim kizayis u'misurim biyadcha. I would rather have bitter food from you, because also the olive branch itself is bitter. I would rather have bitter food that comes from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'al yiyu misukim kidvash u'misurim biyad basar v'dam. But let them not be sweet and come from us. The Yonah was saying, I would rather be reliant on you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, than ultimately, again, be reliant on man, even if man can give me the finest of delicacies. My mashah, the high taraf, lishna de mizoniu. We'll say, how do we know that the lashon of taraf means lashon of mizonu? It's tichsev, hachifeni lechem chuki. Lemishpechoseyam yatsu min ateva. So they went out according to their family from the teva. Am Rabbi Yochanan, lemishpechosam veloheim. So we'll say, ultimately, again, if you look at Rashi, lemishpechoseyam yatsu min ateva, left-hand side, almo, kolchad v'chad b'fnei atzmo haya, v'lohaya ochlen kulam ba'avo secher. We'll say, so the way the Gemara is going to dash this puzzle, we're going to stop with this for today. The Gemara is going to dash this puzzle, we'll say, is that when on the teva, lemishpechoseyam, each animal was given its own treatment, meaning each animal was taken care of in accordance with its own particular needs. We'll say, we'll stop over here for today, so we'll pick up with more of the teva narrative tomorrow.